U2 followed the classic pattern for bands. They formed at school at the behest of drummer Larry Mullen, and early on, using borrowed cash, Bono set off to London with a demo tape in hand in search of a record deal, a deal they failed to get that time around. It's a different story now, with literally millions of records sold and Under a Blood-Red Sky whizzing straight into the US Top 50 on release. But this is the story of how their early demo tapes became the Boy LP. The punk explosion in Britain gave the Edge, Bono, Adam and Larry the impetus to form a band in late 1977. Before long, their strong live sound and hard work had won them a big Dublin following. But U2 wanted to learn more, to do more. They were hungry. Bono.
We talked, in fact, more than we rehearsed. I think that was important. We wanted to go. You know, we didn't want to have no direction. And a lot of the New York bands at the time, Patti Smith Group, Television, were having success. We listened to that music, and when we wanted to make our first demo tape, they were some of the influences we had. At the same time, we realized that having our own sound and having our own style was going to be ultimately more important than anything, but we're still assimilating.
Sound advice from Bono. And when they'd gone some way towards their own style, they went into Eamon Andrews' four-track studio above the TV club in Dublin's Harcourt Street. They rapidly found out that studios are a lot different from playing live.
U2 didn't know what it was doing when it went into the studio, I have to say that. For all our talk, however, when we actually got in there, we didn't really know which way to turn the knobs, and so it was extremely important to find some sort of engineer. We found a jingles engineer, the sort of guy that does adverts for the radio, and we used him, a guy called David Freely. The thing to do is to bring him out to a rehearsal, let him see what you're doing, and see what he can say about it and the sounds. And when we actually got in there, we had no real idea what we were doing. And we just played the songs as you hear them. And in fact, I think it's pretty well evident that we didn't know what we were doing from this tape.